Henry Mikus is on the line with me right now. He is the executive director for the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, overseeing projects at the Sonoma County landfill, one of which is the composting operation. It's been in place temporarily for 20-odd years, but some changes are in the works. Let's talk first about what's going to happen to it down the road. What are you preparing for?
We have been looking at what it would take to build a completely new composting site that would be permanent. It would employ a different methodology that would allow us to compost more on the footprint and also expand the kind of materials we can take in. Right now, we cannot take meat and dairy products, and we plan on having the new facility have the ability to take meat and dairy products, which would allow us to expand the amount of food waste we can process and avoid putting those items in the landfill.
Doing that, as I understand it, also requires designing a facility that's a little bit different than what you have now.
When you expand your food waste mix, there are odor issues associated with that. So one of the things we've been working on is a preliminary design and a cost estimate that would allow us to enhance our anti-odor measures. And one of those is to take the part of the facility that initially processes the waste, which is grinding it primarily, and do it in an enclosed building with negative air pressure so that odors won't escape.
The overall facility is going to be 10 acres or so, and part of the plan also is to put a roof over that. Why would you need to do that?
Well, as the current site exists, it has open windrows, and when it rains during winter, the rainwater comes off of that. It's not just clean rainwater, and it has to be dealt with appropriately. In our preliminary design of the prospective new site, we realized that the best way to deal with contact water is to eliminate it entirely. So we changed our focus from how to deal with it when it happens to preventing it. And we realized that putting a roof over the 10 acres of composting bunkers that are working on the material would keep the water from contacting the compost materials and would let it be ordinary storm water and not any kind of contact water. Thereby, it wouldn't be a problem. And we actually discovered that putting a roof over that part of the facility was cheaper on the front end and then avoided annual expense in dealing with the contact water in the future.
Why is it a bad thing to have water contact the compost that's cooking?
It's organic material. It's no different than what happens when rain falls in a forest. It comes in contact with stuff that's decomposing. The difference is here on an operated site, it's a man-made enterprise. And by the strict definition of the rule, it's wastewater because it's contacting waste products. So we need to keep those organic materials out of the streams and rivers.
What's the timeline for getting these new facilities in place?
Well, it's been a process that's been ongoing for a number of years, but actually we have a schedule developed that says somewhere in the interval of the end of 2016 through the end of 2017 is a realistic picture of when we might have a new site functioning.
There are also some internal benefits to relocating the composting facility?
Yeah, we have a restriction that was put out in early 2013 to not discharge any water from our current site, and we've determined that the absolute best way to deal with that is to build a new properly engineered site that's designed to eliminate that water from the get-go.
Does moving the composting facility also help with expansion or capacity issues at the landfill in general?
Yes. Right now, our permit capacity is 100,000 tons a year, and we've done waste studies that recognize that there's another 60,000 to 80,000 tons of waste currently going in a landfill that could be composted. So the new site would have a capacity of 200,000 tons a year, of which a great part is that food waste I spoke about earlier.
Quietly up on the hill, there's a lot going on at the Sonoma County landfill. Henry Mikus, thanks very much for telling us the latest news up there.
Thank you for your time and your interest.